Okay, it's a big schuss, a great schuss. I would pass the baton to Jeremy. I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't expecting this. But sometimes when I have a chance to think about it, I have the right words to express Hakaras HaTov. But off the cuff, I don't have the right words, but I'm going to do my best. But it's Miktzas Shivcho and Miktzas Shivcha of the Camp Echlau. But we're here 3 days, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. We're here for a few days already. And it's Bakol Mikol Kol. Everything we wanted and even better. And what that means is everything we wanted and even better. The learning is unbelievable. And it's not because the guys are great. It's also they're great. But because the place creates a great opportunity for very serious learning. And the davening is great. And last night, you sent it to me. I appreciate a lot that highlight video. But we were there. We saw also not the highlights. We saw every part of it. So even not the highlights of it, was a tremendous highlight. And I'll tell you publicly what I saw. And you can tell me if you agree or not. I want everybody to hear this. I don't know if there's a few campers. Okay, you guys should hear this also. You were there last night. I'm very intimidated by teenagers. They're very cool. Look how cool these guys look. Very cool looking guys. I'm an old guy. I used to be a Marisha. I used to be a cool guy. And I remember how I looked at people like me. And it wasn't good. So I'm very intimidated in front of these guys. And last night, I built up the courage. I went over to a couple of them, introduced myself. And then a couple of them came and introduced themselves to me. It was so friendly. The camaraderie was amazing. And everybody was just nice to meet new people. Great to hang out. Great to spend time together. And now they're here. And amazing. It's amazing to see you guys here. And everybody's just hanging out, having a good time. Marshmallows, hot dogs, and singing. And what I saw, this is what I learned. What I saw is, they just want to meet good people. I was blown away by that. When I was in 8th grade, I don't know what was going through my brain. I don't know if anything was going through my mind. And these kids are in 8th grade, right? Going to high school next year. And they just want to meet good people. And they're looking for good people to meet and to talk to and to learn with. They're like talking about last night, how late can we come to the base? That's what they were talking. How late can we come? Does it close? What time do the lights shut off? You know, their counselors were getting nervous. But it was legitimate. They want to come to the base. They want to hang out, spend time with good people. You have the best counselors. I saw last night, you have the best counselors. I don't know where Noe is, but Besterman's here. You have the best counselors over here. Noe's here? I didn't recognize him without the tzitzis. Now I see him. You have the best counselors. It's an amazing place, and you could tell about a place by the amount of Kedusha you're able to glean from the place. And already 2 days we're here, 3 days we're here, and there's a tremendous amount of Kedusha being gleaned from the place. And I'm so blown away, and I speak, I hope, on behalf of all my guys, and I hope I speak on behalf of the campers. But Jeremy, you don't hear this enough. You got to hear this on repeat. You got to just play it again and again and again. What you've created here, me'al u'me'ever, it's incredible to see. And you deserve a lot of credit. Again, I was here, you know, 20 plus years ago, and it was amazing. It's amazing 20 plus years ago, but it wasn't as amazing as this. And I give Miktzas Shivcho b'fanav. It's amazing what you're doing here. I was prepared to talk to my guys. You'll forgive me. I wasn't like prepared to entertain young, cool looking guys. You know, my guys are old also. You guys are like too cool. You might get bored by this. He knows how to flirt with Rebbeim, you know. I respect that. So I was preparing. There's a guy here, David Besetches. He's leaving tomorrow morning. He's just here for a few days. He's a guest. He came for a few days. I owe the first 3 days to him. He knows the chesed he's done for me. He's done tremendous chesed for me. Hopefully nobody will find out between me and you. And besides for the chesed, every shmooze I've given is on his shoulders from conversations we've had and him pushing back on things I said. And then today we were driving, we had a long drive in the car together, and we were on the way back, we forgot that camp time exists. So we were rushing back. We were going to just make it in time for Mincha, and we rushed into the base, and it was empty. And we're like, where is everybody? And then we realized camp time, we're an hour early. But since I was so pressured, I was so rushed in the car, I said, let's talk out a sugya, let's talk something out. I have something to say, and I got to speak tonight. I wasn't prepared for you guys to be here. I was just preparing for my guys. So a thought came to mind. And we said slichos this morning, and one of the slichos we said, I was blown away. I don't know how much you paid attention to this, but it was beautiful. They said the classics. They said on Shavuos or B'Tammuz, the classics, we know. Nishtabra luchos, nisrafa Torah, Salam Behechel, Batal Tamid. We know, we heard it one time, we forgot it, we heard it again, we forgot it again. We know the classics. And at the bottom over there, at the end, it's the first slicha on Shavuos or B'Tammuz. On the bottom it said, the beautiful words that we look forward to. Hafach lanu l'sasinu l'simcha. This day is not a bad day. It felt like a hard day. But this day inherently is not a bad day. It's going to be flipped for sasin and simcha. And the next line, hafach lanu l'simcha u'l'sasin. I thought this was like a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam that we did this morning. You know, it's just the sasin or simcha, or simcha and sasin. Yeah. It had to say both yourselves. Makbid for, you know, what's on the outside, Havayas Bamsa. Okay, the Kol guys hopefully get that joke. Hafach lanu liyom Yeshua v'nechamu. That's what this day is going to be. That's what this day is supposed to be. This is a mistake. This is not real. The fast day, uncomfortable, a little sad, it's supposed to be, a little sad. You know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be good. And the 3 weeks, there's a darkness that descends. It's hard to believe in camp, a darkness could even descend. But even in a camp, there's a darkness that descends on the 3 weeks. But sometimes in the darkness, we're going to learn, in the next few weeks, we're going to learn together, that in the darkness, it doesn't mean that the Yeshua, Nechama, Sasan, V'Simcha was overtaken. It doesn't mean it was conquered. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist anymore. It means it was darkened. It was overshadowed. But if somebody can't find, and you'll see in the next few weeks, you'll find, we'll find together, a great Sasan V'Simcha, a great Yeshua V'Nechama. You know, the guys who were here last summer, they know very well, this is my favorite 3 weeks of the year. And Tisha B'Av, without question, not even close, my favorite Yontif I look forward to. Why? It has the most light. These are days of Yeshua, Nechama, Sasan, V'Simcha. Covered in the meantime, temporarily, in this darkness. And so, me and Dave, when we were driving, I said to Makasha, we're just talking, I had a Kasha to him. All these things that have midut selam behechol, it's connected to the Churban. The hufka ha'ir, it's connected to the Churban. Batal ha'tamid, it's connected to the Churban. Makes sense, we're mourning these tragedies. But the first thing, nishtabru haluchos. Nishtabru haluchos, not just also chronologically, also. Chronologically, just the wrong era. Nishtabru haluchos was way before. You know, we're talking about nishtabru haluchos. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. He broke the tablets. A famous story. You guys heard this when you were little. Famous story. What does that have to do with today? Today was a day. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was the beginning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Nishtabra Luchos has to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash? I asked David. We had no idea. And then I said, wait a second. Nishtabra Luchos, that wasn't even the problem. What was the problem? By Tisha B'Av, what happened on Tisha B'Av? You guys know? What happened on Tisha B'Av? Something very bad. Way earlier. Way early in the Midbar. What happened in the desert? Meraglim. That's my guy. You got it. Meraglim. Meraglim happened in the Midbar. And we say because of the Meraglim, that was the start of Tisha B'Av. If I want to say Nishtabru Haluchos was the start of Shavuos or B'Tammuz, that's a mistake. Why, like we said, Moses came down from Sinai, broke the tablets, but why did he break the tablets? You remember? He saw Chet Egel. We're in business. These guys are cooking. We're in business over here. Chet Egel was the problem. Chet Meraglim led to Tisha B'Av. And Chet Egel was the origin of Shavuot or B'Tammuz. Not Nishtabru Haluchos. Nishtabru Haluchos was because it was the cause and effect of Chet Egel. So why are we mourning Nishtabru Haluchos? So it's late, and a few minutes we have. But Maariv is at 8 o'clock. I timed it for the Chevra. We have exactly 7 minutes to make the perfect rush to get into the dining room. They told me 8:20. If it's earlier than 8:20, I'll stop short. But just a few thoughts I want to share. And this is what me and David in the car, we discovered together. We discovered the following. The world was not supposed to look like this. Last night, if you listened, I enjoyed very much. Ayal spoke at the bonfire. And Ayal was preaching his gospel, and he was telling all the campers that you have to understand the opportunity you have in life. There's a lot of messages you get when you're young and you get older, but the message you have to hear again and again and again and again, and that's not even close to enough, a lot of agains. A message you need to hear repeatedly on a loop. Like Jeremy needs to hear a Karsa Tov on a loop, you guys need to hear this message on a loop, nonstop. Ayal said it last night. Just try to connect to Hashem. Just try in every way to connect to Hashem. Just try to bring Hashem into your life. Try to bring your life up to Hashem. Because that's what the world was supposed to look like. That's what the world was meant to look like. That's what your lives were meant to look like. And then something happened. That Hashem decided to give us a piece of the divine. How much came from upstairs into our world? Nothing, ever. It was one thing that was supposed to enter into this world from the divine, the Luchos, printed by the hand of God. What does it mean, the hand of God? Etched out, literally, the Nisan that were on the Luchos, the fire of the Luchos, was given by the hand of God, something divine. To be placed into this world, into the finite world. Because that's what the finite world was supposed to become. A world that's attached to the infinite. To Hashem, this goal that Ayal was saying last night. To find a way to attach, to connect to Hashem, to the infinite. That's all he's supposed to be thinking about. He said when you do mitzvahs, you feel great about yourself. Why? Because you're attaching yourself to the infinite. That was the purpose. Until they destroyed the infinite. Our good friend did that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first time that the phrase was ever said in this world, Shkayach, who's mi amar al mi, who said Shkayach? Hashem, to Moshe, when he saw he broke the luchos, Yasher kolchacha sheshibarta. Big Shkayach he gave him. The first Shkayach. He did a great job. And then he made for him a big problem. He had to build now a Mishkan, a small, isolated place that he'll put his divine, the Shekhinah, into that isolated place, held apart from where he intended to be, which is among all of humanity. And then he became separate from where he intended to become within us, v'shachanti b'socham, not in the drasha, v'shachanti b'socham, but in the literal, v'shachanti b'socham, I wanted to dwell within you. The divine, the infinite, was supposed to be a part of your lives. And that was the loss of Shavuot Seder Talmas. On Shavuot Seder Talmas, it's not about Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was terrible. It was traumatic. It was destructive for Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't Shavuot Seder Talmas. The beginning of the 3 weeks, Shavuot Seder Talmas, is the siluk, is the removal of the Shekhinah. You know why Ayal has to yell at you at a bonfire while you're eating marshmallows? Get close to Hashem. Get close to Hashem. Because when he walks away, we forgot the message already. When he shows up and you hear the message, it rings true. It rings very true in your ears. And you say to yourself, how late can I get to the base? Do they shut the lights? Does the AC get off? Can I get a coffee at 3 a.m. and go for an all-nighter? How much can we cook in this place? And then when you walk out, you forget. Because there's a sila kashchina. When the message is repeated, it rings true. It rings very true. But the divine has been pushed away. And we wait. And this is what the purpose is, these 3 weeks. To look forward, to anticipate, to have a tzipisa. It's a piece for Yeshua, a real Yeshua. What's a Yeshua? See, this is what bothers me. I'm going to set the tone for the 3 weeks. Again, I'm talking to the guys. I didn't expect you to be here. I would have brought a lot more fun if I knew you'd be. I would have brought food for sure. They could hold an earlier zman. They could have an earlier zman. I want to tell the guys, there's a lot of talk during these 3 weeks about the Beis HaMikdash. And traditionally in Kobe, I never appreciated that. I never appreciated talk about the Beis HaMikdash. I felt, and this is my feeling, and if you think I'm wrong, I'm happy, you know, Besachitz can fight me on this, and tomorrow I'll retract. If I have to retract tomorrow, but this has been my attitude for many, many years. I think we're shooting too low. When we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, it bothers me because we're shooting too low. You know, you tell kids, and we're all kids. You tell kids like us, like them, you tell kids, you should daven for the Beis HaMikdash. So like one kid, a super religious kid or a super, you know, a very good actor, you're trying out for Aladdin. I forgot to tell the guys. If the guys want to try out for Aladdin, I think it's tonight, tomorrow. I encourage the chevra should try. That would be the coolest thing. If one of you guys come on a carpet, I would have a great time. Now, Razi came today. Razi's a good-looking Aladdin. He's a great-looking Aladdin. If somebody wants to make sure he gets the tryouts, that would make my summer. Make my whole summer. So sometimes you have a kid, like a super religious kid or a super make-believe, a very good actor, and he says, oh, I'm davening for the Beis HaMikdash. I'm davening for the Beis HaMikdash. We try to be real over here. Come on. Who are you kidding? Come on. I want to be real. Again, I'm not trying to put a damper on your aspirations. But let's be realistic. That's one. Number two, which is what bothers me, You're shooting too low. You know what I want to be davening for? And we're going to sing it. Maybe Friday night we'll get one of the campers who's going to have a tish with us. Usually they sing it better than we do. Our voices dropped. You know, they still have the good geschmack high voices. Daddy come home. To hear a nice daddy come home these 3 weeks. Daddy come home. On Shavuos or B'Tammuz, when the divine, when the infinite wanted to enter permanently the finite universe, Nishtabru Haluchos. That was the origin of this day, the origin of these weeks. Nishtabru Haluchos. We pushed away the divine. And now the Takana, we come to show him we want the divine back. Daddy, come home. That infinite that he wanted so badly to put Vishakhanti into our lives, we realize the mistake that we made and we want it back. You know, we have a few minutes and I don't want to lose the opportunity because we have a few chevra that could turn this into a good matzah. To hear anyway, I have more to say, but a waste of everybody's time. No, even better. We'll do better because Gabe's here. We'll do better because Gabe's here. Without a guitar is even better. We have a few minutes, maybe 8 minutes till Maariv. 8 minutes. You give us a good mashcheini. Maybe Aladdin wants to sing Daddy Come Home. But you give us a good mashcheini. A really good mashcheini. An uvenay. Last night I was going to go over to you. I felt so uncomfortable. You were singing beautiful songs. And in my heart, I wanted so badly. I was craving an uvenay. And I said, should I go? He knows how to run this thing. Who am I? I'm tone deaf. I don't even know how to sing. I was going to go and like put in a request. I don't like when people do that either. But I want it so badly. And I said, nah, don't do it. Let him run the show. And next thing I know, song ended. And I heard an uvenay lit me up. Unbelievable. Give us a mashcheini. Give us an uvenay. Give us a daddy come home. Welcome Friday night to come here, Razi, sing Daddy Come Home.